Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we shall have our class. Shall we sing hymn? 418. 418. You are all on the altar. Oh.
Peace and sweet rest as you're yielding your
Please be seated. Thank God. It's very joyful to see many brothers and sisters come to the presence of God, try to learn the words of God, and make progress in our spiritual life. Hopefully, you can enjoy these 2 weeks. This location, to me, is one of the best locations in USA. Whenever I come here, I really enjoy the views. Every window has the view, if you look at it, every window. So. It's a very beautiful place. The air is always very fresh over here, unlike Bowen Park or Elizabeth Church. Sorry, I was there. The air is quite stuffy, so easy to doze off over there. Over here, if you doze off, it's not the environment's problem, it's your problem. I know that many of you have jet lag, very tired, so it's understandable that you are very tiresome. Huh? You are very tired. So what do? If you are very sleepy, according to the old ways, old rules, what do? Stand up, right? I keep telling you, if you can stand up and fall asleep, I really admire you, and I will remember you with all my life. Because you are 武林奇葩, very different person. You are very awesome. You can stand and asleep, fall asleep. So please, the last pew over there, last pew over there, if you truly feel very tired, please feel free to stand up and to go quietly and go to the back and stand up and listen. Huh? So let's all kneel down. May the Lord guide us for our service. I really miss MITS. I don't know about you, but I really like it. MITS, because so far I still believe it is the closest place to heaven on earth. I just came back from South Africa last week, and we also have youth seminars. In the beginning, it was like a student spiritual convocation, but no students show up. Like three kids from 19 to 21 shows up. So we changed the name from SSC to, well, Youth Cultivation Seminar. First day, 3 people. Second day, 3 people. Third day, 10 people. First day, finish. No more. And the schedule is very loose. People get up at 8 o'clock, and it's voluntary morning prayer section, meaning that you can continue to fall asleep until 9 o'clock. And breakfast from 9 to 9:45. Wow, everybody enjoy breakfast. So wonderful. Nobody control over you. No rule at all. Like people go to sleep until like 3 a.m., chit-chatting. But don't mistake it. God still loves them. Out of like 5 people without Holy Spirit, I think three or four of them got Holy Spirit. God still loves them. But when I come here, you guys are so lucky. You have so many peers join you guys. And when you sing hymns, I can sense it's really, really beautiful, beautiful hymns you presented to God. So you are very lucky. You have so many peers you can learn from. You can have fellowship. You have people help you try to gird up your heart. So every morning, early in the morning, you can pray for such a long time. And you can fast. To me, fast is indeed not easy, yet it is indeed a blessing to have it in NYTS. Be honest with you, the older I am, the more delicious the food is. For some reason, I love food. Especially when I go to South Africa, you know what they offer me? They offer me ling yang. How do you say ling yang in English? Ling yang. How do you say ling yang? Huh? Ling yang is deer. Okay, deer. But it's different. Huh? What is this? Really? What is ling yang? Zhenne? Gazelle. The meat of gazelle. Oh, delicious. And then the liver of ostrich, tuo niao sen, wow. And the meat of crocodile. So next time, if you want to follow me to go to South Africa to be counselors, please come to me and pay your own tickets and you can follow me and you can be a counselor. You can make sure they go to sleep at 11 o'clock. Don't talk, it's 3 o'clock in the morning already, right? But actually, we have a good time, and the Lord is working over there, too. But I feel like food is so good and sometimes so difficult, especially coffee is very good to me, really. Early in the morning, a cup of coffee, man, it's really heaven, you know? But whenever I come to NYCS, I don't feel like I am painful to fast. You know why? Because I feel like so many brothers and sisters are here praying together. The power is strong. I don't feel like, I feel so suffering because I need to do this. It's just very natural. Like, just feel like, this is the best time for you to get closer to God. Naturally, you want to do it. You want to get closer. You're like, wow, I miss God so much. Not that I don't pray in my daily life, but with so many brothers and sisters, it's just different. So I truly hope you enjoy these 2 weeks and make the best times, make the best out of it. It is indeed a very wonderful memory to many people and including to myself. I truly enjoy it every time I come here. Okay, this time I'm excited to talk about 1 Timothy. Can someone switch the slides to my computer? Okay, how many chapters does 1 Timothy have? Ian, how many chapters? What's the Timothy have? 4. Look at it again and answer me. How many chapters? Sean, how many chapters? Sean, how many chapters? 6 chapters, right? How many chapters we have in 2 Timothy? 4 chapters, right? Now, when we come to NYTS, you try to learn the books from two views. One is forest, one is individual trees. That's why whenever we try to learn the books, when you're older, right, a lot of books can come to your minds, and then you need to bird's eye view of a book. So what is that book about? How many chapters are they? And what is that book about? Okay? So when it comes to 1 Timothy, what is that book about? You got a main idea, what is that book about? Then you remember that phrase in the future when you can always memorize it and remember it, right? To me, of course everybody has a different view. It's only a way to help you to understand the book better, right? To me, the theme or the main topics of the 1 Timothy is 1 Timothy chapter 3. Chapter 15. How many Kevin do we have over here? Kevin from Singapore, Kevin from Phoenix. How many Kevin we have? 2 Kevin? Any other Kevins? Okay, Kevin from Phoenix, would you please read? 3:5, 1 Timothy. That's right, 3 verse 15. It must be early in the morning, yeah. So Paul wrote this Timothy, this letter to him and tell him that if I am delayed, meaning that I cannot go to you in time, you know how to conduct yourself in the house of God. So I write this letter to tell you that if I am late, I can come to you in time, you know how to conduct the business. 知道在神的家中, you know how to do things in the house of God. In the house of God. So this book is talking about business in the house of God. What a young worker should do business in the house of God. So homework number one. After reading 1 Timothy, you summarize, you write down what Timothy should do in the house of God. Any question concerning this? Oh, by the way, in South Africa, we don't give homework. But for you, because you need to be a counselor in South Africa, that's why you need to have homework. Shall I repeat my question again? Okay. Question? So the theme of this book is how Timothy should conduct himself or conduct business 在神的家中当怎么行? In the house of God. So tell me from 1 Timothy, what shall you do the business? How shall you do it in the house of God? 你在神的家中你要怎么行? In the house of God, 你该怎么办? Right? For example, in the house of God, in chapter 1 talk about in the house of God, do not talk genealogy or nonsense that is not biblically based. The most important thing in the house of God, you should talk about love. Chapter 1, right? Chapter 2, in the house of God, you should talk about prayer. First of all, you should pray. Prayer is very important in the house of God, right? So no 异端, heresies, no wrong teachings, no nonsense, no like your own personal thoughts, no profane talking, no idle babbling in the house of God. Those things only cause debates, right? But love of Jesus Christ. That's first chapter. Second chapter, first of all, in the house of God, you should talk about prayer, right? Hello? Right? And then, on and on and on. In the house of God, you should ordain worker. So chapter 3, talk about workers, ordination. Without worker, how can people take care of house of God? So the question is, after you're reading the 1 Timothy, how do you do business or conduct yourself in the house of God? 在神的家中你要怎么行? Oh, by the way, how many of you understand Mandarin? Raise your hand. Because sometimes I will mix some Mandarin, if you don't mind. How many of you purely English only? Purely English only, please, English only. Okay, thank you. Sorry, sometimes if I say Chinese word, please forgive me, because that is my mother tongue, and sometimes I feel it's easier for me to express the idea. Okay. How many books are called pastoral letters in the Bible? 教牧书信. How many books? Okay, Shang was showing three, so who are they? What are they? Sorry. Huh? Yes. First and second Timothy and Titus, they are called pastoral letter, 教牧书信. Why is it called pastoral letter? 为什么说是教牧书信? Why? People label them as pastoral letter? Anybody like to guess it, or you know the answer? Peter. How many Peter we have? We have two Peter from Canada. Oh, from Canada. Any other Peter? Two Peter, two Kevin. Okay. How many Johns? John is a popular name. Only one John? Okay. Peter. Peter from Toronto. Yes. You're from Vancouver? No, where are you from? So two Peter from Toronto. Oh man. So what should we do? Tall Peter? Oh, no, tall Peter and short Peter, no good. Okay, Peter in the front, please. Why we call them pastoral letter? Must be early in the morning, and I speak too much Chinese in South Africa. That's why. Who are they, Peter? Second Peter. I mean, the yellow Peter. Yeah. Who are they?
Yes, Timothy and Titus.
Timothy and Titus. Does Paul have any sons? Physically, I don't see it in the Bible, right? How many sons does Abraham have? Eight, who say that? Eight sons. Abraham had eight sons, one from Hagar, his name is Ishmael. Second one is from Sarah, Isaac, name is Isaac. Sixth son is from Keturah, right? How many true sons does Abraham have? One, right?
And the other sons are not true sons?
Your faith, your life, true sense is really inherited, like you are gone, he can truly inherit it, your value, your life, your, oh. That's why usually, like, right, when if you read Old Testament, when the father died, right, father died, the son will use their hand to cover the eyes of the father, right? What does it mean? From that point on, I will take over your value. I will live your life. I will inherit your value. I will continue the beauties that you have done on earth. I will success. Whatever you think is good in life, I will success about it. So Joseph or anyone in the Old Testament use their hands to cover the eyes of father before they die. So two true sons, Timothy and Titus, they success the apostleship, continue to pastor the house of God. So they are called two sons. So these two letters are, three letters are called pastoral letters. But in 1 Timothy, and actually also 2 Timothy, to me, there's also another very important thing that made me ponder on, made me ponder in this generation. Please read chapter 1, verse 3. It started with this message. Pastoral work start with this. Chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Matthew, would you please read? Chapter 1, 1 Timothy 1, 3 and 4. Can you read out loud? Because I'm reading Chinese version. Teach wrong doctrine or something that is what? 荒谬无凭的话语, no base. They invented. It's not biblical base at all. And those things or endless genealogy. Jewish people like to talk about genealogy. Jewish people, as a matter of fact, they are proud of that. They are the children of Abraham. How many of you are proud of that? You are Korean or you are Chinese or you are the descendants of Huang Di, right? How many of you are proud of that? Like we Chinese people, we are not. I don't know about Korean people. We Chinese people, I don't know, maybe you are not Chinese. Chinese people, we don't really care. Oh, you are Long De Chuan Ren, right? The sons of dragon. How many of you think you are the sons of dragon? A lot of people like, Jewish people, they are very proud that they are sons of Abraham. Chinese people, some of them think, yes, we are the race of dragon. How can you be a son of dragon? Dragon is Satan. Don't be son of dragon. this is another story. Okay. Where am I? Oh, yeah. So, where am I? Yeah. So, what am I trying to do? Don't talk about something that is without base in the Bible. And then it starts with this. You also end with this, chapter 6, verse 20. Chapter 6, verse 20. 6, verse 20. Elliot? How do you pronounce your name, sir? Elliot. Okay. Chapter 6, verse 20. Can you read louder? But it's wrong. It's not biblical. It sounds good, right? But you should guard what is entrusted to you. You should guard what you have heard from me and just keep it. Nowadays, I realize that many of people in this generation, They like to expand the truth to a norm. Expand the truth to a norm, and it is very entertaining, and it is very intellectual challenging, right? But what the Bible over here in the last generation is, you shall keep what is given to you. What is given to True Jesus Church? What is given to True Jesus Church is what is given in 1917. At that time, the very fundamental stuff. Today we call it 5 basic doctrine and 10 basic belief, right? This is something that we should firmly guard it and keep it. But nowadays, because we learned it since elementary school, it is like so bored already. I heard it 1,000 times. I want something, give me something more intellectual, challenging. That can change my logic, that can change my thoughts, that expand the truth to somewhere that I can feel entertained. But I'm sorry, this is not what the Bible wants us to have. You know what? According to chapter 1, verse 3, these things only produce debate. If you pay attention to it, how do you know that you introduce idle babbling or 似是而非的道理? How do you say 似是而非 in English? I just skip that word when you are reading it. Chapter 6, verse 20, there's a vocabulary.
是是而非。Profane and idle babbling.
So, brethren, I mean, in the last days, we are all educated person. You are very intellectually wise, right? But whatever is not in the Bible, you like to talk about it. Those things can only produce debate. Chapter 1, verse 3. How do you know you talk about it? Because the Bible says, those long genealogy, those 方妙无凭的话, those are profane, and those kind of words, right? Only produce 只生辩论. So my point, if anybody introduce any truth that produce debate, be very careful. Be very careful about things you need to debate for it, because it really don't edify people. It may entertain you. It may give you a lot to think about it. You may feel good about that kind of introductions or that kind of theories. But I'm sorry, it only produces debate and ruin those people who hear from the debate. So for some reason, before Paul died, in 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, he just wanted to tell Timothy that guard what is committed to you. I hope that you can get a better idea for this. Even 2 Timothy is the same, right? Let's turn to 2 Timothy. Chapter 1, verse 13. The beginning, huh? Chapter 1, verse 13. Verse 13 and 14. We are Brother Brian Lee. You are from Dallas?
Korea.
Are you from Korea? Okay, would you please read? Chapter 1, verse 13. Second Timothy. Oh. The beginning is the same thing, huh? The sound pattern of the doctrine, huh? 纯正话语的规模, sound pattern of doctrine. Did I say it right? Did I say it right in English? Sound pattern of what? Sound pattern of what? Sound words? There's a pattern. the pattern of sound words. The 从我听的, that you heard from me, the pattern of sound words, you got to keep it with faith and with love. These good words that you are entrusted to you, you shall keep it with the Holy Spirit. 牢牢地守住. So brethren, today as a church, our duty is that hold fast what is given to us. Again, hold fast is different from spending abroad. Hold fast is, you know what is hold fast, right? You know what is expanding to a noun, right? Or to, maybe you think you know, but you only produce debate. I think it's very different. Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. This is end of 2 Peter, the last chapter of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. Chapter 4, verse 3. This is very true to me. 3 and 4. 来，那个珊珊，请你读。 Verse 4. Verse 5. Time will be here. Time will be near. People will hate, 怨烦, disgust about the pure truth. Oh yeah, baptism. I heard it 1,000 times. A Holy Spirit speaking tongue. Yeah, I know it. Check. I don't need this anymore. Anything new? Anything like you can more entertaining? Anything more, better? No, our ear is itching because, oh yeah, this is so old, right? And then they will follow their own desires and edit themselves more teachers. They like new things. They like to hear something that they never heard of it before. Oh. And then their ears go to the profane and idle babbling. Some people say, come on, preacher, how come this verse says this, that we shall leave the fundamental stuff and go to the words of righteousnesses? Let's read Hebrew. Hebrew. Where it says that you shall leave the Shiriya, which chapter? Chapter 6? Which verse? Okay, thank you very much. Chapter 6, verse 1, yeah. Chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. People are saying this, oh, come on, we shall go to a more better teaching, right? Chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Debbie, please read.
Which Debbie are reading?
Saying that we should depart from the very fundamental stuff and pursue for perfection. And then those fundamental is baptism, laying hand, resurrection, and judgment, and so on and so forth, right? So our truth shall reach perfection. But personally, when I read Hebrews, right, what does it mean that 达到完全的地步, the truth reach to perfection? It is always trying to prove that Jesus is the Savior from the Old Testament point of view, to prove that Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is the High Priest. Jesus is, was the mediator, the Lamb of God. Jesus bring a better covenant from comparing with Old Testament. So what compared with Old Testament, the truth can, you can know Jesus much better from the view of Old Testament time, right? But we still have Bible basis, at least based on the Old Testament. You always can find base from the Bible, right? But today, maybe some of us like more than that. I don't need a base, I only need logic. If I have logic, even though there's no Bible base, I'm okay with it. But I'm sorry, these things can only produce debate. Today, there is no other new revelation besides what is over here in the Bible. So you can see in the last days, right, people do not, they don't want old things anymore. They want new stuff. They want, again, something to entertain them. So to me, in the last day, we should defend the pure truth. It is very critical for pastoral work. Very, very, very critical to me. Because, again, can you believe it? Information is so easy to grab right now. Information is in the air. You can invent all kind of theory and all kind of truth if you are intelligent enough. And it can be very persuasive. But you know what? You might go away from what is entrusted to us. What is entrusted to us? Got it. This is the responsibility of the church. And I think in these days, 1st and 2nd Timothy become very important in this perspective. But, okay, let me ask you. So let me try to review a little bit. Like a bright, what is the main theme of 1st Timothy? Yes, so you know how to conduct business? Conduct yourself in the house of God. Chapter 3, verse 15, thank you. And then to me, guarding the truth is also important because it starts with the books, end with the books. Start with the 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy and end with 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, especially in this generation. In the last days, guard what you have. Now in that generation, they were wrong teachings, and it became a challenge. Every generation is different, but in that generation, there were wrong teachings. One is misinterpreting of the law. Please turn to 1 Timothy. Chapter 1, verse 4. Chapter 1, verse 4. Chapter 1, verse 4. Vivian, would you please read? Vivian, yeah. Okay. Endless genealogy, and feeble, formula, opinion. You know, nowadays, again, if we Google something, you can always find something new. Sometimes I wonder what kind of feeble they have in that generation, right? What does they can offer me? And they give me some interesting feebles they have, and it's really very entertaining, right? It says that the Word of God is very powerful. Some rabbi was able to use the Word of God to make people go alive, right? So a rabbi make a man of dust, form a man, like you do the doors and use all kinds of material, form a man, right? Then write some words on a piece of paper, right? And then put on that image, that door or that clay's mouth, right? Put the Word of God on the mouth, right? And then pray, right? Guess what? Because of the Word of God, that person resurrected. This is fable, right? Fang miao wu ping de hua. Or they are saying that, do you know Saul, when was Saul was given? When the Saul was given to human being? They were saying that, Saul, at the beginning, men do not have Saul. only have a body, right? But the soul was only given at Mount Sinai when the Ten Commandments was given. Commandments bring life, so soul was given at the Temple Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai. These all kinds of fables misinterpret the law and genealogy, those kind of stuff, right? Let's read chapter 1, verse 7. Chapter 1, verse 7. Jenny, chapter 1, verse 7. So they like to be a teacher of the law, but they do not know what they are talking about. So they cannot truly understand the essence of the law, right? Please turn to Titus chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 10. Chapter 1, verse 10. 经会, 经会在这里吗? 经会是哪一个? Chapter 1, verse 10, please read. Of post missionary, I bet he ran into this kind of person. They firmly believe that circumcision is very important. Is for salvation. Without circumcision, nobody can have salvation. Paul keeps saying that no. In new generation, circumcision is only for Jewish people. It's a covenant between you and Abraham. It's not with the Gentile people. It's nothing to do with salvation. Baptism is to replace circumcision. But there are some people they are off circumcision. So. We can see at that time, one of the challenges is the misunderstanding the law. Today, the same thing. Today, our challenge today is that we might have new thoughts that is not acceptable to everyone, and you want to keep, and people, if people like to keep preaching about it, then it will indeed cause problem. Or many followers try to defend for it, it will become a problem to the church. They are off something. Profane and idle babbling. Please read. Chapter 6, verse 20, we are already, right? Let's read. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16. 2:16. Ador Randolph. Ador. Randolph? I call you Ador all the time, sorry. So 16. First Timothy and Second Timothy keep talking about shun from idle babbling, right? It will come to more ungodly situation. Huh? What is idle babbling? What is profane? Profane. 世俗的. What does it mean? 世俗的. How do you say profane in Chinese? How do you say 世俗的 in English? Profane? Profane? No response. Hello? Anybody are good in linguistics? How do you say profane? Profane 就是世俗的吗? Secular. 世俗的, profane. In this world, when you go to school, you learn a lot of stuff. To me, we may call it secular. Psychology, economics, philosophy. You may apply many ways to look at the Bible, right? But be very careful. You got to be biblical best, Bible best. Otherwise, it will become profane talk. And it will lead to more ungodly. And there are some false doctrines too. People, not only priests at that time, not only have to do with law, have to do with secular teachings, secular ways of doing things, but also have to do with wrong doctrines. Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. Oliver, would you please read? Yeah, they forbid marriage and food. Oh. Another translation is funna, 就是可以吃素,不可以吃荤, they only eat vegetables. They are not allowed to eat the meat. Oh. And this is wrong, according to Paul. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 17. 2:17. This is wrong doctrine. Oh. Chuang, please read. You know, if you see something that is not Bible-based, right? A lot of time, their words will be like what? 毒疮, huh? Really, it will become worse and worse, huh? And then, some people even say the resurrection is already passed. This very seriously against the teaching of the Bible. 那个十分是不是到了? 八点十分, 时间到是不是? Yeah, time is up. Let's pray in silence. Would you please get up and walk around a little bit, because I think some of you are very tired.